KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, 68 degrees still here in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. Topping the news, a fatal accident was reported early this morning south of Wyota here in Cass County. Emergency responders from Neda and Wyota were called to the scene located near the intersection of 680th and Lansing Road, or about halfway between Wyota and Cumberland, at around 6:50 a.m. Dispatch reports said a man in the vehicle was ejected and died at the scene. Additional details are not available. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren says the accident remains under investigation and it will be a while before information is released. The man's name was being withheld pending notification of family. I'll have more news in just a moment. News time is 8:01.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
A potential problem with stray and feral cats in Atlantic has resulted in some city leaders putting out a call for volunteers and donors to become involved in a trap, neuter, and release program similar to one that's found significant success in Walnut. Kathy Heumann, director of the Western Iowa Feral and Homeless Cat Program, Incorporated, spoke about the program in front of the City of Atlantic's Community Protection Committee Wednesday evening. Heumann said she started to realize there was a problem with stray and feral cats in her community about 5 years ago when one showed up on her property. It wasn't long, she says, before the number of stray cats began to grow exponentially. Last summer, she says, the stray cat population was very high in Walnut, so she decided to do something about it.
And I got online and started doing research on what trap, neuter, and release is. And this is a program that's widely accepted. ASPCA, the Humane Society of the United States, Alpha Cat Allies, I don't know, it's a huge organization out of New York. But it's a known solution to keep your feral cat community controlled. You're never going to be without stray and feral cats in any community because it just happens. And it starts with the pet owner not spaying and neutering their animals.
Heumann says stray and feral cats pose a risk to the community because they get into gardens, garbage, and other areas on properties. They can spread disease and fleas as well. She said they generally come out at night. After Heumann and some helpers purchased their first trap, she says they hit the ground running and immediately captured 10 cats.
And we thought, well, cool. This is nice. Now we kept going. Well, we decided that if we were going to do it, we needed money. If we were going to fundraise, we needed to be a 501c3. We went for it, lock, stock, and barrel. We became incorporated. We filed for our 501c3. We got it in February of this year. And now we are very active on Facebook, on the Internet. We have people that donate to us all over the country. We have already gotten grants because this costs money. It's not free.
It costs about $60 for every cat they take in to be spayed or neutered. The service is performed at a discounted rate by a local veterinarian in Walnut. The vet also notches the cat's left ear so that they're recognizable. Heumann said they call it the spa treatment.
They get worm. They get vaccinated for distemper and rabies, so that reduces your risk to the community. And then we set up feeding stations, and we go around and we feed them every day.
She says the program wouldn't be a success in Walnut or potentially in Atlantic without dedicated, passionate people who want to work with cats. She says it doesn't take that many people to do, but the community and city council needs to be behind the effort in all departments.
They need the council to say that they think this is a good thing. Not to jump in there and help them, but to just say, when you see your man on the street that says, you know, we're going to shoot the cats, you say, no, we're behind the TNR program, and we're going to see how that goes. The research has showed that to go in and exterminate these cats, it doesn't work. Because all it takes is somebody to dump a male, and then somebody else dumps a female, and you've got the whole problem all over again in a year.
She says it costs taxpayers about $150 each time an animal control officer tries to capture and hold a stray cat or euthanize them. She said it costs her organization about $25 less, and the taxpayer doesn't foot the bill. Donors to the program help to pay the costs. Councilman Steve Livengood said it's not the council's job to institute such a program, but he strongly encouraged volunteers and donors to step forward to create a similar trap, spay, and release program here in Atlantic. If you'd like more information, you can call Councilman Steve Livengood at 243-5445. He'll leave a message and your phone number if he's not available to take your call. can also find other information on the WIFCAP website at www.wifcap.org or on Facebook. There's a link to that under the same story on our webpage at kjan.com under the News tab. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says 10 bridges across Iowa will be dedicated late this summer and early fall in memory of 10 Iowa State troopers who have died in the line of duty throughout the State Patrol's 75-year history. Members of the public are invited to attend the bridge dedications, starting with the Orrin Papp Memorial Bridge today. And the ceremony honoring Papp will take place at 10 a.m. at the Iowa DOT shop in Tipton. The bridge honoring him is located on I-80 westbound, traversing the Cedar River at mile marker 265. Other ceremonies include one October the 18th at State Radio near Lewis in honor of Troopers Lance Deitch and Stan Gerling, October 20th in Red Oak in memory of Trooper Harold Klinkefuss, and October 23rd in Denison in honor of Trooper Ralph Garthwaite. Trooper Pilot Lance Deitch and Trooper Stanley Gerling were killed in an airplane accident June 30th, 1989, southwest of Atlantic. The pair had been searching for an elderly man who wandered off and were about to call off the search when the troopers located him in the soybean field. They began to circle the area when the plane suddenly crashed into the ground. Troopers Deitch and Gerling were the first aircraft fatalities since the addition of the patrol air wing in 1956. A sign in their honor will be placed near the Indian Creek Bridge on Highway 6 west of Lewis. The loss of Iowa State Trooper Mark Toney in September of last year was a reminder of the daily dangers that law enforcement officers face and the importance of recognizing the sacrifices made by those killed in the line of duty. In light of that tragic event, current and past members of the Iowa State Patrol began working through lobbyists and former State Trooper John Flannery to reach out to the Iowa Legislature and Department of Transportation and gain approval to designate a memorial bridge near the site where each trooper had fallen. With the support of state legislators, DOT, and County Board of Supervisors, the plan was approved and 10 bridges were selected to be named in honor of the troopers. The costs of the signs were covered by the Iowa State Troopers Association, Supervisors Association, and the Retirees Association. The state fire marshal reminds Iowans that two-thirds of the state remains under a burn ban. In the KJAN listening area, that includes Cass, Audubon, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Madison, Carroll, Crawford, Fremont, Page, and Taylor counties. Shelby County is not included in a burn ban, but the county is under a high fire danger. With that in mind, State Fire Marshal Ray Reynolds is offering more information on the most common questions that are submitted to his office on campfires, fireworks shows, and issuing citations for violations of a burn ban. Law enforcement and fire officials have issued citations throughout Iowa for violations of the Iowa Code. Violating a state-issued burn ban is a simple misdemeanor requiring an appearance in court. Reynolds said they've received several calls from fire and police agencies asking about issuing citations to violators of the burn ban. He says it's his goal to warn Iowans that this is not the time to burn, so they aren't faced with a citation. Reynolds says, however, that we haven't seen such lengthy burn bans or such dry conditions for some time, so he anticipates more citations in the coming weeks. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday voted unanimously to include on the ballot for the November general election a public measure that would, if approved by the voters at that time, allow for the appointment of township officers, namely the township clerk and trustees, by the supervisors rather than by election. A Victoria Township official asked the board to consider placing the measure on the ballot. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman.
The code allows the Board of Supervisors to place a public measure on the ballot for changing from election of township officers to appointment by the Board of Supervisors of the township officers. And we hadn't done it for a while, and then we did it 2 years ago. And with the fence viewing issue, other issues in that, Victoria Township official thought might be a good time to consider placing a public measure on the general election ballot again.
Currently, only four out of the 16 townships in Cass County have their officers chosen by election. They include Benton, Edna, Union, and Victoria. If during the election any of those individual townships fail to approve the measure, the procedure for electing their officers would remain unchanged. The measure must be approved by a majority of voters in each township. 12 townships in the county have their officers selected by appointment through the Board of Supervisors. A template for the resolution approved by the supervisors was put together by ISAC, the Iowa State Association of Counties. The supervisors yesterday also voted to award a tuck-pointing contract for the courthouse and jail to Carr Tuck-Pointing in Vinton. Carr's bid for tuck-pointing the courthouse and the correctional facility totaled $83,268. The contract, however, will not include a ceiling treatment until more research can be conducted by the board on the need for that substance. The contract will also stipulate that work will not begin on the project until the spring of 2013. Taking a look now at national news headlines, the latest employment data suggests modest improvement in the job market. The Labor Department says jobless claims fell by 6,000 to a seasonally adjusted 361,000 last week. The Labor Department says the less volatile four-week average rose by 2,250 to 368,250 in the week that ended August 4th. Meanwhile, the Commerce Department reports the U.S. trade deficit fell to its lowest level in 18 months in June, pushed down by a steep drop in oil imports and a small rise in exports. Lawyers for George Zimmerman say they'll seek a stand-your-ground hearing for the Neighborhood Watch volunteer charged in the death of an unarmed Florida teen. A statement posted on the website for Zimmerman's legal team says evidence released by prosecutors shows clear support for a strong claim of self-defense. Such a hearing could lead to the dismissal of charges against Zimmerman. There's a sentencing today in federal court in Texas for an AWOL soldier convicted of planning to bomb a restaurant full of Fort Hood soldiers as part of his religious mission. Army PFC Nasser Jason Abdo faces up to life in prison. Abdo was arrested last summer near Fort Hood with bomb-making materials. A New York man is accused of abduction and horrific death of an 8-year-old boy is expected to plead guilty today in court. Levi Aaron previously had pleaded not guilty to killing Libby Gletsky and putting his remains in his refrigerator. The crime last year stunned his tight-knit Hasidic community in Brooklyn. And a former police officer from Northeast Ohio said he loved his wife and was recovering from a head injury due to a stroke when he killed her. He also apologized to his children and to the police agencies. Gary Stroud has been sentenced to serve at least 16 years in prison in the slaying. He pleaded guilty to beating his wife with a hammer. News time is 8:12.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
And in our funeral announcements, Peter John Brent Jr., age 73 of Stewart, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Peter Brent Jr. will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Menlo United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Margaret Lippincott, age 74 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Margaret Lippincott will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Lois Jean Getzinger, age 59 of Harlan, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial service for Lois Getzinger will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia, with Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan in charge of arrangements. And Lester William Plain, age 95 of Avoca, died Wednesday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Lester Plain will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.